Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, mystic healer and author Sonia Grace.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars
and musical guest, Danny Rashai. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
This is the show for the season. I'm so glad that we have two great, powerful women on the show. You know, this is the kind of season that, interestingly enough, women kind of run this season. They're the ones that are usually running around, getting the gifts, decorating the houses, making the food, preparing the parties. And, you know, it's interestingly enough, a man, Santa, gets all the credit, right? And not even Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus is pretty up there.
Not even really. No, she's, well, in my book, but, you know, so to have two strong women on the show today, this season, this holiday season, is great, and especially with our first guest, Sonia Grace, we're going to be talking about something that people think about this time of year. It's interesting how people start thinking. I don't know if it's because it gets darker sooner, or some people get lonely during the holidays, or they don't have families to be with, or they have families that they don't want to be with, and so they start thinking more about their life, or they have to buy gifts. They feel like they have to buy gifts and they don't have the money, or they buy gifts for people they don't want to buy gifts. All these things add up to sometimes a lot of people thinking, what am I doing? You know, what was this year about? The year's almost over. Why am I here? What's all this about?
Well, it's also the barrage of film and TV that's produced around, you know, the essence of both the good part of the holiday spirit, but also all the other stuff that, you know, goes on with families and friends during the holidays.
Oh, yeah. And if you're not doing it this way, you're not doing it right. If you're not giving at least this much. I was watching a TV show the other day that said, this is how much you should give to these people, and it's about a week's worth of salary, a month. There are rules for giving from the heart. If you want to give from the heart, this is how much it's going to cost you this season.
How you do it?
This is how you do it, right? So both with Sonia Grace and with Danny Rashai on these powerful women who are out there given from the heart and have also had their lives to contend with and have had to ask themselves those exact questions. And Danny, through her music, and Sonia, through her work and her book, inspire people to find their path, their own path. And Mark, I don't know about you, but, well, I do know about you. Actually, we are in contact with so many people day in and day out, whether personally or email or whatever, that are making huge changes in their lives. Yeah, there are a lot of problems if you watch TV, if you, you know, listen to the news. But personally, I connect with people day in and day out who are talking about they want to make a change in their lives for the better. They want to help people be better. And people this year, especially more so than ever that I've encountered, are saying, I don't just want to buy a meaningless gift.
Yeah, there's more and more of this. And I've noticed it with my friends over the last few years especially, but even more this year, where they are setting new rules, but the rules are no gifts in terms of material things. And they're finding different or unique ways of sharing with each other. And it's still about getting together. It's still about the dinners or lunches. But they're trying to make it about more in terms of what they are sharing, more meaningful exchanges.
Yeah, and I know Sonia talks about how Well, actually, we'll let Sonia talk about that. So I'm inspired, and I'm inspired this season. It's not an easy season, I would say, probably for most people. I think it's Christmas washed. It's holiday washed. And there's a lot of, hey, happy holidays going on, and seasons greeting and merry this and merry that. But, you know, like on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, somebody who I know, a son of a good friend of mine, I saw a picture of him dressed up in his fatigues over in the country where he is right now. And I know the holidays aren't going to be, you know, sitting around a tree for him next to a fireplace. So I wrote, you know, safe holiday. I mean, what do you say? So it's not an easy time for people. And so, but it is a powerful time.
Well, it's a powerful time. And yet it's a time when I think we need to talk more about how every day should be a holiday.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the disconnect. And boy, I thought of this, and you know, before we go off to our guest, it was such a reflection for me. I have a 7-year-old boy, and so I'm going through all the process that we all go through as kids, or many of us get the opportunity to go through as kids. And seeing that long lineup to go to see Santa.
Oh, gosh.
Really called.
Everywhere.
A number of, well, yeah, all of the Santas everywhere. But watching these people standing at this point in time in rather cold weather, as cold as it gets out here compared to other parts of the world, but lined up to give their stuff, desires of stuff, you know, to this person that's going to bring this bag of stuff. It just opened my eyes of what I really did or didn't want to say to my son about what's important. And then I started realizing just how strong the programming mechanism is for these kids. It becomes about what their emotions are anchored to, what they're going to get.
Yeah.
What give me, you know, this toy or the. And I really was conflicted this year. I looked at it even more so, you know, the disparity, I think, between what it really means, what we say it means, and yet what we do, because that's the way it's been done.
You know, I've thought about this, but now you've brought it up a couple times since you've had that grand aha, and every time you bring it up, it just brings up more things for me, and I'm thinking, you are so right, especially in the cold. In that long line, they think the whole time what they're going to ask Santa. I mean, talk about anchoring, you know, until they get to Santa. You know, that whole hour line they're thinking of. Talk about manifesting. And then it doesn't happen, right? Or it doesn't happen the way they really want it to. So, geez.
You'll shoot your eye out. Or what was that movie that I was in?
What was
that movie? Christmas Story.
Yeah, Christmas Story. So this is a perfect time, because those kids grow up to be adults who then see all of these broken dreams and broken Santa promises, and they grow up, and then they get to this time of year every year and say, what the heck am I doing? And these adults have kids, and they're sharing the same old broken life with them. So let's unbreak the life. Let's find the path and get on the right journey with our guest, Sonia Grace, who's going to help us do that right after we come back.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and our guest is with us. Her name is Sonia Grace. She is a mystic healer and an author of a book that we're going to talk about in just a moment that could just help us get on the path that we have come here to be on individually. Welcome, Sonia, to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, isn't this a perfect time to talk about this stuff?
Yeah, it's great. It absolutely is one of my most favorite times of year. And I think that the passage that we make from the darkest day into the light is really profound. It's something that affects everyone.
So you're talking about the solstice, actually. So so actually, that's a great place to start. This is significant because it affects us in many ways.
Yes, yes. And it is the original event, if you will, that's always happened. You know, the shortest day, the darkest day of the year, and then we start gradually moving back to the light. And, you know, around that event of solstice became other holidays that are celebrated. And I think that the holidays can be really magical and wonderful and very exciting for people. And for people who have lost loved ones during this time, who no longer have family members there to share that with, it can be one of the darkest times. And I really want to share with your listeners that this can be turned around if we take the time to really, honor that at this time of year, we are the closest to the spirit world, the spirit realm that we get. The veil is the thinnest right now. So we have to be very honoring of all of those family members and friends who are on the other side, because they're working for us. They're helping us. The balance that they create in that parallel universe is what helps us here on Earth to maintain balance as well. And if, you know, you guys haven't noticed, we're very out of balance here on Earth. So they're working double time over there to try to help keep us in balance. And these loved ones become our guardian angels. They become the very beings that look after us and keep our children safe and keep our teenagers that are driving cars safe when they're driving. And so they're, you know, it's important. I think it's really important this time of year to pay tribute and to recognize that they're not that far from us. They're right there helping us. And maybe have some comfort in that for your holiday, knowing that, you know, that loved one is near.
Wow. So I didn't expect to be getting into this. So mm-hmm. in a sense, we talked about people feeling the loneliest and this being the hardest for some people because of people passing and all of that. But you're saying it's the time when we should actually feel the most crowded, happily, because all our loved ones from who have gone before us are nearer.
Yes. Yes, which is why when we mere mortals are walking around on the planet, we should actually be walking fairly quietly this time of year. It is a quieter time of year. It's you know, everything in winter has gone into some kind of hibernation or dormancy. And so, you know, it's really understanding the rhythm of the earth, the rhythm of the planet, where you live, what is the environment of where you live? What's happening there right now? Well, it's covered in snow, or, you know, it's raining, or there's a bunch of ice. And just to recognize that, you know, when a long time ago, when we lived tribally and we lived on the earth in a much closer way, we really paid attention to this stuff. We respected what that time of year was about and what it brought in terms of our physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies, like how we interacted with her. And that's the biggest thing. I talk about this in my book, Become an Earth Angel, but that's one of the biggest things that I think is missing. It's a big component that we need to reconnect with the planet and be able to recognize that without her, our electromagnetic field around our bodies would not be. We would not be without her. So I encourage everyone, maybe take this time of this holiday, if you have a hard time with the holidays, to really get back into, you know, knowing the earth, connecting with the planet. Go outside, put your hand on the ground, or, you know, put your feet on the ground and really connect.
Well, this is really interesting. So you're saying slow down, and I get that kind of for those who are in colder climates, stay warm and yet we speed up during this time. Like there's this sense of, oh, I got to do more. I got to do more shopping, or I got to go to more parties, or all of this stuff. And so we're actually going against nature.
Well, we from a Western or Americanized sense, right? I think she's bringing up a huge point. Is there's this disconnect, which a lot of our commercials aren't showing us. you know, is there is a way of being that was here long before any of the you know, religious histories or that we are, you know, related to, connected to, just by simply by being alive and the circadian rhythm and our relationship to, you know, our environment.
Exactly. I like it. Exactly. And the earth and the energy that she has that we have naturally connected with our own energy body is what really it's our fuel. It is the gasoline that makes our car go, you know, for our bodies. And we forget that because we are moving so fast, because we do have cars, because we are flying above the planet. We're very disconnected from the very reason that we're all here. The reason we're here is to be the caretakers of this magnificent planet that we're on, and to really caretake all aspects of her, from her natural resources to, you know, the water, to the energy of the earth. And I know that, you know, we could tell countless sad stories of mismanagement, but for the holiday purposes, I really want to inspire people that just by connecting your energy deep into the earth, you are helping the planet. And yeah, that's, you know, a great message for the holidays.
I'd like to add to this for those that aren't don't necessarily look at these things from the kind of the mystical perspective. There's a whole body of science now that's been invested into this idea of earthing and starting to recognize, you know, the empirical results of, you know, the old adage of take a vacation and put your feet in the sand. Well, now they're recognizing the ionic exchange, the actual field studies of the energy exchange, just as you're saying. So I just wanted to mention, for those that want to delve deeper into this, it's not just a spiritual concept or a mystical concept, as there's a, you know, kind of a body of science that's validating those very beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Although, I'm so glad that you said that, because, you know, the old saying, was it the horse? What came first, the horse or the cart? And in my world, what came first, the mystic or the quantum physicist?
So. Of course.
Of course.
I'm just trying to bridge both worlds.
Oh, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
Well, you're doing a great job. And actually, you mentioned why we're here. Now, you talked about us as a civilization, but why we're here is actually a really good question for us as individuals. So when we come back, I'd like to tackle that question with you. And I know you do it in your book so beautifully. The book can be gotten at soniagrace.com. That's SONJAGRACE.com. And there you can also find out about all the other things that Sonia's doing. But we're going to be talking about the book Earth Angel, A Guide to Finding Your Wings, basically being an angel to ourselves or to other people or to our civilization here as we walk amongst the earth. But we got to know what that is before we do. So we're going to be back with our guest, Sonia Grace. And soon after that, we're going to hear an earth angel sing in the form of Danny Rashai, when we get back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
It's Life Changes for sure. I'm Filippo Voltaggio. I'm here with Mark Lejeune, and we've got our guest Sonia Grace on the line. And Sonia, your book, Earth Angel, A Guide to Finding Your Wings, is the exact thing we want to talk about here in this season, how we assist those people who are searching for answers and hoping to discover their path of service at this time. How can you help with that?
Well, the reason I wrote Become an Earth Angel is because after, 32 years of being in service and being a healer, and I as a healer, I work on people all over the world. I work on people in, New Zealand, Australia, Slovenia, England, Ireland, all over. And I literally am able to defy time and space by putting myself in front of that person. And I go in and work on livers and hearts and intestines and cancer and all kinds of things long distance. And it doesn't, time and space is different for me than it is for other people. So after doing this for so long, I decided, I really need to help people because there's this big push spiritually. People want to know what they can do and they want to be in service and they want to be on a path. And it's been such a tremendous shift in consciousness because we moved into the fifth dimension, which is like a whole nother show we can do, but we moved into the fifth dimension and it's like a whole new vibration and it's super intense and people are having symptoms and ringing in their ears and neck problems and, thyroid issues. And it's like we literally moved into the fifth chakra, which is a much higher frequency than where we were in the fourth dimension. And so I wrote this to help people understand and have some guidance to living their life in service. Whether you're an electrician or you're a Reiki worker or you're a hairstylist, it's like everybody is being called to live their life in service, which means the way that we used to do things in the fourth dimension no longer work. It doesn't work that way anymore. And many people are finding this out. And so they're rushing to, to find what that is. And I think it's very important for all people to know what it means and how we live our lives in service. The Earth Angel part was not a self-appointed title. It was an actual event that happened to me when my father was passing. It was 4 days of his process before he died. And when he died, I went with him and I went into the light with him completely to the other side, saw all my relatives who were there waiting for him. And then when I came back that next morning, he was standing over the bed looking at me. My father was, it was like 6 a.m. and there were angels with him. And the angels reached down and they literally touched the crown of my head. And they said, "You're an earth angel now." And I said, "But I'm not even awake. I'm still sleeping." And they said, "No, you're an earth angel now." And so that was the reason, and obviously a very personal story, but I then learned that this is something I needed to share with other people so that the aspiring person who is in living a life in service can find their experience from dedicating themselves to the divine to have their own earth angel experience.
Now, people don't have to, that's quite an experience or quite an adventure there. Now, people don't have to have that particular experience if they're a hairstylist or an attorney or something in order to be earth angels or to feel like they're living a mission, right?
Of course. I mean, I think that the person who makes, you know, my chai tea latte at Starbucks needs to be living their life in service. It simply means that we're waking up and we're all spiritual beings. We are infinite souls. We have always been and we will always be. And we're having a human experience in this split second of time in an endless amount of time. So as we have this human experience, we get really caught up in goals. Like, I got to reach that goal. I got to reach that goal. And oh, while I'm reaching the goal, I'm addicted. I'm addicted to coffee. I'm addicted to the computer. I'm addicted to spiritualism. I mean, we're addicted like crazy. And my message to people is stop, you know, learn how to meditate and go within and quiet the mind and be in the present moment. And allow yourself to have this human experience so that you really understand what you're here to do. And what you're here to do is to be a caretaker of this beautiful being called Earth that we're living on. And the rest of the part that you get to work on is clearing your karma, which we incur lifetime after lifetime, because we, you know, we don't get to resolve the emotional wounds that we experience. And that's my deeper connection, understanding to karma. Is karma is simply the unresolved emotional wounds of past lives. So as we, you know, get our head cut off for being a heretic, we don't get to process the fact that we're in shock and horror and feel abandoned and betrayed. We don't get to go, you know, there's no processing done. It's just boom, you know, you're gone. And you come back lifetime after lifetime, recreating situations where you feel shock and horror and abandonment and betrayal and, you know, different countries, different gender, different everything. So we're here to resolve those things, you know, to resolve the karmic pieces. And when I do sessions with people, I go into their past lives and find where that began. Where did this all begin? And clear it karmically so that they can move forward and have a sense of, you know, ah, okay, now I can find that inner peace.
Wow. There's so much here, and I look forward to touching on a few things that people can really hold on to this holiday season that they can maybe come next year have a better handle on, so that next year can be completely different for them. And of course, they could be holding on to your book, which they could get at soniagrace.com, at SONJAGrace, like it sounds, .com, and learn even more. So when we come back, let's touch on a couple of those, and then we'll get to hear some music right after that when we come back here on Life Changes.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So we're back, and our guest is Sonia Grace, and we're talking about how you can, in a sentence, walk this earth and being of service and a better person, or maybe live in your mission.
Right. Right. And to tie that into the holidays and whatever anybody's experiencing in their holiday experience, the best thing I can say to each person listening to this show is take time to close your eyes. If you don't know how to meditate, just go into a prayer. Thank the earth for what she gives you. Connect with the earth energy. Let it come up through your feet and your body. It's supposed to. It's what keeps your electromagnetic field going. And find somewhere inside of you that whatever it is that brings joy to you. Maybe it's crocheting. Maybe it's watching your favorite movie. Maybe it's, walking outside on the earth. But whatever it is, find that joy, that thought, that feeling, and feel it in your body. And remember it. When you start to feel down or you feel like you're alone or you feel like nobody cares, remember, first of all, there are people who care and you're not alone, and that you have some place of a spot of joy that you can grow and build within you like a beautiful garden. And each time you connect with that place, it just gets bigger and it fills more of your being. It is a difficult passage right now because we're moving through the darkest day, the shortest day in back into the light. And, you know, the winter solstice is on Sunday, the 21st. And, you know, take time to say a prayer and light a candle and, you know, connect in your own way to a source and find that light that you're heading towards.
Well, like Mark was saying, it's probably good advice for every single day.
Well, I was speaking when we were off air, too, about this, but it goes back to some of what we were saying in the monologue. I think that one of the things that you keep stressing and where it kind of connects the dots for me is this whole area of service. Mm-hmm. But you struck a chord when you mentioned addictions, because I addictions get put in this box of being only a certain type of an addiction that, you know, are the ones that are talked about having to do, you know, on the negative side. But yet every behavior that we as humans experience are ultimately become repetitive and are ultimately addictions. And around the holidays, I think you see it most. And what I felt, which echoes a little bit of what you're saying, is maybe we could pay a little more attention to what it is that we are doing each, what we're paying attention to in the holidays. What traditions are we so hung up on? This whole idea, like I started saying at the outset, of standing in line forever to, you know, see the man about what kind of toy we want. Yet how much energy are we spending into really doing good, into really embodying this act of service, of helping other people? And what does it mean to help other people? Is it dropping a quarter into that Salvation Army bucket? Or is it really immersing yourself into something that's going to make a tangible impact on somebody? And I think that really is where the holidays, you know, at least for me, we could be building new addictions. Maybe it's just moving our old addictions into a more progressive and positive place.
Love it.
Well, when I said earlier that I teach meditation retreats all over the world, it's because of the very thing that you're talking about. I am completely, you know, I am over the top with helping people learn how to meditate, because I feel that when we can go deep in meditation and find that place that I call, it's the third place, it's inner peace. It's no longer being engaged in the duality of what's right and wrong and good and bad, that you've literally dropped so deep into your consciousness, your original consciousness, that you're in a deep state of peace. And it's from that place that we then emanate that energy, and that energy affects everyone else around you. And suddenly the people around you are connecting with their inner peace. And it becomes the way, to me, that we can heal the world, that we can help to heal the world.
Now, there's a gift you can't wrap up in a box.
That's right. That's right. And it's, you know, we've spent so much time in the fourth dimension. We could name 100 zillion songs about peace, looking for peace outside of ourselves. Give peace a chance. Well, we've got to give peace a chance within ourselves. But nobody wants to do the work because everybody's so distracted by all of the wonderful, crazy things that we can be distracted by. So just give yourself the gift of putting your phone down and your computer down for 5 minutes and close your eyes and connect.
There's a gift. Mm-hmm. Boy, we're full of gifts.
Wireless peace.
The gift of wireless peace. And you mentioned something too within the service. Like, I know a lot of people, and I think this is great. It's becoming more in vogue, and it's a beautiful thing that a lot of people are feeding the homeless on the holidays, and they do that with their kids, and that's a great thing because it never used to be something that they would do. Now, I think that there are people that can't do that. But mm-hmm. you mentioned the hairstylist or the attorney or something like that. To be able mm-hmm. to have a hairstylist give somebody who can't afford a nice haircut a haircut, mm-hmm. or an attorney to be able to give advice to somebody that they don't expect payment back because they know that they can't pay. And again, like Mark said, this is doesn't have to be just for the holidays, but there's a way of giving. You don't have to go and cook food and give to the homeless if that's not something that is easy or comfortable for you to do.
Right, right. And the other thing too, for the people who don't feel they have really anything that they feel is worthy of giving, you have everything that you can give, and it's in your heart. And it's all you have to do is connect with your heart and your love for this planet and what she has given to you over and over, day in and day out, and send that love back down into the earth. We so take this planet for granted. And just because her body doesn't look like ours, we think, oh, it's just a planet, it's just a rock, it's just a tree. But there is consciousness in all of these things. There's consciousness. She is a soul body in a body, which is the earth. And all of the planets, and this is, again, another bigger conversation we can have down the road, but they all have soul bodies in them. They are intelligent consciousness beings. In the earth is a being. And if we learn that and can take care of her the way that we were agreeing to take care of her when we all incarnated on earth, we would create more of the environment and the joyful space that we're all looking for, as opposed to raping and pillaging century after century. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. I think we're done. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, okay. We'll get you guys in Congress. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with that, now I think we've achieved everything. We've given peace a chance, and mm-hmm. we're headed to Congress, and mm-hmm.
and
so and
we're gonna change
the world.
Job
today.
It all happens with exactly what you just said. It's planting that seed. It's reminding people that love is the most powerful thing that they have. It's an incredible tool, and you can always give love. You can sit in your living room and love everyone around the world as much as you love your own family, and you're giving a bigger gift than you can ever imagine. And I want to say to all the people in service out there, the men and women who are serving this country, I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I am so grateful for their service.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you, period. And you have a new fan in the studio here, our musical guest, who is almost ready to go.
Okay.
Dani Rashai. She just pointed to her lovely tattoo that says Rock Love.
All right. Yay.
So Sonia, thank you for being with us. And for everybody that it might be interested in her work or her book, Sonia Grace, that's Sonia with a J, grace.com. You have a beautiful holiday season.
Thank you. You too. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I love you guys.
Love you too. Thanks for being with us.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to come back to music when we come back right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
So, you know, this is interesting. As I was listening to Sonia talk about, for those who don't have anything to give, and Mark and Dorothy, as you know, I was in New York for Thanksgiving, and I was rushing around, and it was busy, and I wanted to go see the Thanksgiving parade, and so I went out, and I went to the subway, and I went up to the lady working behind the subway, and I started to ask her a question, and I stopped myself, realizing that, hey, this is her Thanksgiving, too, and so I stopped myself, and I said, hey, by the way, Happy Thanksgiving. And she smiled really big and said, Happy Thanksgiving. And then she told me what to do and how to get there. And I did it. And it was great and all that stuff. Later that evening, I was dressed completely different. I got back on the subway and I was going in the opposite direction, but didn't know where I was going. And I stopped and I wasn't even paying attention to who was behind the counter. And I said, excuse me. And I did the same thing. And then I stopped and I said again, by the way, Happy Thanksgiving. And the lady said, I remember you. Now, with the hats and, you know, and the things and scarves, there's no way she could remember me. And sadly, I think she remembered me because I might have been the only one who stopped and said Happy Thanksgiving to her. So I didn't give her anything except to recognize her on this day, saying, you're important. This is your holiday, too.
The point is what we recognize is giving someone something.
So I gave, right. Right.
Far more than she received that.
Right. So to Sonia's point, for those who think they don't have anything to give, they can give. And right now, we're grateful to have everybody in the studio. And we're grateful to have Danny Rashai. And, you know, you are a testament to will and power. And I know that's from just seeing you in action. But how do we, before we get into the music, how do we let our audiences know?
that is a big statement, and every time I hear that, I almost have an out-of-body experience because it's such a heavy thing to say, but life comes to everyone in different ways, and the way that we are able to receive them and understand them and not make life as an excuse and take and be empowered by that is an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. Music's been my whole life. Until recently, which it's still my life, I decided to take a different path and take a major in psychology because I figured if I'm not jaded to all the things I've gone through in my life, then I should definitely utilize that because having a gift of love is a really, really magical thing. And I love everything I've heard on this so far. And I've actually had to grasp my heart a couple of times because it's true. Being able to tell someone that and share a smile and... Yeah, it's simple things are so massive. They are the foundation of what love is, you know, that should never be forgotten. Love isn't something you shower somebody with in a way that's not real. It's love is real.
Rock love.
Rock love. I'm like, now I'm getting all of
it. Actually, I should add, you know, it's great just to have you in the studio. You're like this breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Your smile and the energy when you're singing is just a beautiful thing to be a part of.
I feel blessed to be here around all you guys, so thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Introduce your wonderful band, would you?
I will. Nick Nafusi and Lance Laswell. They're amazing friends of mine, amazing musicians. I'm so thankful to have them here with me. And amongst all my craziness and taking some different directions and trying to be a multitasking woman and expand my horizons, I've been fortunate enough to be able to still do music and write with some amazing people. And I've actually written both of these in my car this past year, which is...
Oh, seriously.
It's the only time I've
these
had.
These are fresh. These
They're
are
freshies.
New.
They're freshies. And the first song we're going to play is called Daydreamer. And this past year has been the first time in my life I've lost more than one, actually, somebody close to me. And in March, I lost my mom. And my brother and I had not seen her together for 16 years, 3 days before she passed. And we went there to take care of her. And it's actually a really... beautiful story, the way it ended up being, because we got to watch her forgive herself, and we got to be there for her, and it all ended up. But in any case, what I went through my music, and I wanted to write a song about her, and because when I thought about her, I was so glad I got that experience of seeing her smile, and know these things about her that I didn't normally get to, I never got to know, and I didn't know she knew all the lyrics to all my songs, and I didn't know her laugh. I didn't know these things. And so I was really inspired to write a song about things I connected with her and that I thought were beautiful. And yeah, so I wrote a song called Daydreamer.
Daydreamer. Mm-hmm. Here's Denny Rashai and Daydreamer.
It's the first song I'm singing this.
She likes to sing to MTV and daydream. She pretends how she's a star somewhere afar. One day she finally went on and on into the sun. On and on, she's on the run. Somewhere in time, those hazy eyes help me to understand her compromise. Naive in time, running without a plan. On and on, into the sun. On and on, she's on the run. She says, would you like to see me on the screen? Living like a star, I'll go far. Living for the fame, will things remain? Walking on the star, on the boulevard. Cries, no reason why. I know she figured out, sweet child behind, how to rewind. She'll see me now, on and on, into the sun. On and on, she's on the run. She says, would you like to see me on the screen? Living like a star, I'll go far. Living for the fame, will things remain? Walking on the star on the boulevard. She likes to sing to MTV and daydream. She pretends.
Denny Rashai, that was Daydreamer, and is that the first time anyone's got to hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That is really exciting. Thank you for sharing it first on our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a big deal for me to do that.
That is a big deal for us to experience that with you. We're feeling it definitely in the room. If you want to feel her, go to rashai.com, RAUSHI.com. I wish the whole audience could be in the room with us, don't you?
Well,
I mean,
thanks.
I feel like they are.
Yeah, I do. It's magical, I think.
Yeah. She's on Facebook. She's on YouTube, About Me, and she's got a couple pages on Facebook, her official page, and then your personal page. Mm-hmm. I mean, thousands of people are following her. You can be one of them, too.
Yeah, I've released an album called High Tides Collide, and my last name, well, is my name. Crazy how I got that one. But a lot of my songs had a really somewhat heavy, but tongue-in-cheek, but it was and has been, I am woman, hear me roar, and I've made out alive, and you can too, and really don't mess with me, but if you can mess with me, this is how it is.
See, I was saying girl power when I walked
totally,
in here,
totally.
Right?
But totally. I mean, I'm a big softie, and I've rock love tattooed on my arm for a reason. It means love to love. And I am really excited to be writing into different directions and not be consumed by things that were consuming me. And if things are ultimately consuming you and you felt swallowed by them, I mean, that title was called High Tides Collide. I think it was ultimately probably going that direction. But, you know, you live and you learn.
But now you're here.
I am. And do you do what makes you happy. And I feel it in my music. So I feel like I'm doing something right.
look at her. She looks like she's doing something right.
Superwoman stance.
Well, what are we going to hear next?
This song is called Have It Your Way. And it's definitely a sexy, teasy, slinky song that I'm really, really stoked to share with everybody.
I saw what you wrote. on Facebook, really stoked to share some new songs with everyone. And so is this a new one as well?
It is. Everybody's been asking, you know, when are you going to do this? Or when are you going to show that? I'm like, I will. It's going to happen as soon as I'm done with school. And actually, I have one more final this week, so.
Oh, and you came in to do
it. I did it before, so. Things are vibrating well.
You made your promise even ahead of schedule. You weren't even done with school yet, and here you are. So, well, thanks to you, and thanks to Graham Penniman to getting
thanks,
you.
Graham. I love Graham. He's awesome.
Getting
you
us acquainted,
awesome.
And here we are. Well, so what was the name of this again?
This is called Have It Your Way.
Have It Your Way. Mm-hmm. I like that.
We're all getting on these for the first time out here, so we're gonna let you lead this one, Lance. Play in the rain, roll your tongue like the thunder, baby. You know it drives me insane. Oh, baby, what would you say? I think I like it this way. Gotta stop just to breathe. I'm rolling in like a breeze. I'm just wanting to know if the feeling just show freak you out and you're down. When love's all about, let's make a plan, baby. Tell me you can. Me when you say, baby, have it your way. What do you think you would say if I told you I loved you, baby? Would you tell me the same? And if I'm sticking around and keep your head out the clouds, my baby, I like my king to be crowned. Oh, baby, what would you say? I think I like it this way. Gotta stop just to breathe. I'm rolling in like a breeze. I'm just wanting to know if the feelings you show freak you out and you're down. When love's all about, let's make a plan. Baby, tell me you can. Look at me when you say, oh, baby, have it your way. Baby, what would you say if you could have it your way? Would you hold on to me, make me believe I'm your queen? I'm just wanting to know if the feeling just show freak you out and you're down. When love's all about, let's make a plan. Baby, tell me you can. Look at me when you say, oh, baby, have it your way.
I have it your way. And then she stuck a lollipop in her mouth.
I don't know where I got this yesterday. I forget. When I was on tour, I always had things in my purse, and I was like, I don't know where this came from, but I look like...
There's so many places I could go there that I'm not going to, but let me make sure I get this right. Is this
all my fault.
Nick Nafusi?
Nafusi,
and we've got Lance Laswell, right? And we've been listening to Danny Rashai.
Thank you for saying my name right.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here and doing it all right. Rashai, RAUSHI.com. And you can follow her on Facebook and see her on YouTube. And if you go to www.rashai.com, I saw you have other songs for sale, but not these yet.
Not these. I'm working on it.
Yeah. Well, you just did, I think.
Yeah. Yay.
This might be the recording.
Awesome.
Wouldn't that be
perfect.
Great?
Cause... I was actually manifesting that to happen this week. So, I mean, my pendulum is forever swinging in a great, great direction.
Well, you know, here at Studio NoHo, this is what our host
there's
and
no
engineer,
hoes in here? Oh, come on.
Brent Hahn does. So you might have just did the recording and it'll awesome. Be the live version. Who knows? This is very cool. And it happened here, Studio NoHo, on Life Changes. So we've had a show.
Great show. Yeah. Great show, great music, great guests, two powerful women coming from different directions and ending up at the same heart. So beautiful.
Yeah, girl power. Rock love.
Rock love for sure. Spread that around.
So with that, we're really heading into the holidays the right way. I want to thank Brent Hahn and Studio NoHo. I want to thank Graham Penniman and Sync Big. Let's thank Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer. And Mark, it's always a pleasure doing this with you. I want to thank all of you for being with us today. I'm Filippo Voltaggio saying, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.